When panic grips your body and your heart's a hummingbird, raven thoughts blacken your mind till you're breathing in reverse, and all your friends and sedatives mean well but make it worse. Every assurance just magnifies the doubt. Better find yourself a place to level out. Got a cricket for a conscience, always looks the other way. A cocaine soul starts seeming like an empty cabaret. Hey, where are all the dancers gone? Now the music doesn't play. Tried to listen to the river, but you couldn't shut your mouth. Better take a little time to level out. I never thought of running. My feet just led the way. Mix up signals. This automatic writing I've tried to understand, from a psychedelic angel who was tugging on my hand. It's an infinite coincidence, but it doesn't form a plan. So I'm headed for New England or the Paris of the South. Gonna find myself somewhere to level out. Are your brothels full of Babylon with merry middlemen? Never peer out of their periscopes from those deep opium dens. All this death must need a counterweight. Always someone born again. First a mother bathes her child, then the other way around. The scales always find a way to level out. Try to pass for nothing, but my dreams gave me away. Mix up signals,
moving out,
bullet train,
go moving out,
people snuffed out in the brutal rain. I could live to
moving out
any age of the
hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 49. I am your host, Sid Satter. Started things off this week with Bright Eyes, the song If the Brakeman Turns My Way, from his new album, Casadega, released, of course, on Saddle Creek back in April. The album itself is good. I mean, I was really enamored with the band very early on, and then kind of peaked in the middle. And then since then, every album seems to have several tracks that I really like. And the rest is kind of here or there, but actually that track there I really, really like. And I put it back in my top 10 of all-time favorite Bright Eyes songs. I'm a bit too much of a fanboy, though, so you can ignore me. As I said, welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. It's been a while since I did one. I have finished my project in Hartford, so I'm back home again in Chicago. I had to think of where home actually was, though I'm going to be on the road a lot over the next couple of months. Speaking of on the road, I've got two bands coming up on the Flame Shovel label, both out of Chicago, who both have albums coming out tomorrow, May 15th, or whenever that was when you're listening to this. First, I'm going to play the song By the Race. The song is Stand By, and it's off their album Ice Station.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, I had to get that last beep in there. We ended things in that set with Looper, the song These Things off the album The Geometrid. Came out on Sub Pop Records in 2000. I never found that album before. I actually didn't even know it existed until I saw it, and I picked it up because I really liked the first one. That album has some very nice moments in it, and that track's one of them, kind of chill, and I feel chill now. Before that was The Narrator with the song Panic at Puppy Beach off the album All That to the Wall. As I said, came out on Flame Shovel Records tomorrow, May 15th, and they're on the road, and I do wish I could see them, though. Every time I'm someplace, they're not, and it's vice versa. That album obviously recalling Chicago bands the root of it all, Cap'n Jazz, though. I think there's some neat slinty things happening in there as well. And started things off at The Race with the song Stand By, an album that your mileage may vary on. In the next set, I've got a track from Lucinda Williams, the song Are You Alright, off her new album West. Came out on the Lost Highway imprint, I think that's MCA, in February of this year. And, you know, Lucinda's always that country rebel, or alt country rebel, but I don't know, this album doesn't have anything that strikes me that much, though I do like this song, though I think for odd reasons it kind of reminds me of someone that's disappeared, and not I think romantically as Lucinda talks about, though I'm not sure. It does actually remind me of my uncle who just vanished some years back, and who knows if he's alive or dead, and I know his kids wish they do, but I wish him well, and that's kind of what this track has at its core. So let's start things off with Lucinda Williams and the song Are You All Right?
Okay, are you alright? 'cause you took off without a word. Are you all right? You flew away like a little bird. Are you all right? Is there anything I can do? Are you all right? 'Cause I need to hear from you. Are you all right? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss you? Hug and kiss you, hug and kiss you. Are you all right?
Okay, that was Rhyme O.D. with the song Inspiration off the Rhyme O.D. and Ghost Mice split album. Came out on Friends and Relatives back in 2003. Rhyme O.D., of course, one-third of This Bike is a Pipe Bomb from Florida somewhere, Gainesville, I think. Sorry for the quality on that. I actually thought about taking it into some software, remixing it, adding some compression to see if I could bring it up, but... Well, I guess it's odd to remix bands just to play them on a podcast. So there you go. Highs and lows and everything in between with a track that obviously borrows a very old melody, probably recognized most of you from Will the Circle Be Unbroken, which actually is older than that. But anyway, before that was Lucinda Williams with Are You Alright off her album West. We have come to the end of the podcast, so I want to thank you for listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 49. I am Sid Souter. I want to tell you you can find more information about Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's http://TooMuchRock.com, TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by the Agrolites, a band, oddly enough, on Hellcat Records, but very much a rock steady band, which, if you're not familiar with the rock steady or label, or genre, I should say, kind of live, think of it somewhere living between reggae and ska, when lines were a little more blurred there. So this song is called Sound of Bombshell. It's off their self-titled album. Came out in May of last year. And I picked this up, I don't know, months ago in thinking about the Scooter Rally in Las Vegas that they were going to play and get myself hyped up. So that's kind of how far behind I was. But I'm actually catching up quite a bit. So soon, it's every week what I listen to, you'll hear good or bad and follow the rules of the podcast. Now it's kind of like what I bought, and boy, we're all catching up. Anyway, enough chatting. Thanks for listening. This is the AgriLites.